views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along, draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. I can't say that today. 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is a place where we give you tips and an Art Vision Journal prompt to help you evolve ever closer to your true self and live Unstuck Joy. I am so excited about today's conversation. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And so we have our guest, Mary Shores, and she is the CEO of her own company. She's a speaker, and she is the author of this awesomely cool book, Conscious Communications. And it's all about harnessing the power of your words to move you ever closer to your dreams and goals. And so the book is based on 10 plus years of Mary's personal development, knowledge and experience, and also her study into how the brain works. And she's really broken it down into very practical, step-by-step practices that we can do every day to help us really harness our words and live our dreams. And so welcome, Mary. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, Vicki, it is so nice to finally meet you.
I know. We've been going back and forth on our email and Facebook, so this is great. Well, before I ask you the first question, I want to let everybody know what I'm doing with today's Art Vision prompt. And so I don't know if you guys can see this, but this is based on some of the concepts in Mary's book, Conscious Communications. And so she kind of has this formula that we'll talk about today about what you focus on grows. And so that could go toward really good things. It could go toward not so great things. And so I have the big flower blooming here. Also, your beliefs. You know, what story are you telling about yourself? Your I am statements. Because what you put after I am is coming after you. It's very powerful. And also what Mary calls, I keep wanting to call your chemical cocktail, but you call it your chemical recipe. And so basically your emotions of, you know, we're trying to hit the goal of staying really high vibe and joy and gratitude. And all of these put together, if they're going in the correct direction toward your dreams and goals, that's going to influence your actions that will eventually get you there. And so I did a little black and white selfie of myself, and this is all coming out of kind of my third eye, you know, focusing on the conscious communication. And so if you go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com, in the menu, there's an art visioning link underneath that, art vision journaling, and this one is called Where is Your Focus? And so you can see instructions of how to do it. Today, I'm going to do a slightly different version of this. So awesome. Okay. So Mary, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, you have had quite a journey of how you got toward studying the brain and studying the neuroscience of that. And so let's start there. Tell us about how you got into that research.
Well, I think, you know, I came about it from so many different areas. I did have, I did experience some things with my children that led me to want to study more and more about the brain. Also, I just have a natural fascination for all of those kind of things like neuroscience and understanding how and why we tick. So really my intention, especially with the book, was that I wanted to write a book that talked about how and why we create our own reality using ancient spirituality and science, because I truly believe that, and it's backed by science, that you can change your reality with just your words, and that science and spirituality are really at this place right now where they're at a crossroads, where they're talking about the same thing, but they're using two different languages.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Do you mind going into the story about your daughter and what happened with that and how that got you into this study of, because I think it's one of your gifts that you were born with, this curiosity to say, oh, I want to learn about the brain. But if you don't mind, go into that journey a little bit, because that really tells a lot about you and how you picked yourself up out of that.
Sure. So my, in 1992, my daughter was born. Her name was Haley Foster, and she experienced a significant trauma at birth. And what I mean by that is she lost oxygen to the brain for over 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it's a very rare type of brain injury that she has, but it left her profoundly brain damaged. Right. And what I mean by that is that she was blind, she was deaf, she was unable to suck a bottle. So she actually had a gastrostomy tube inserted into her belly. And I used to have to suction her lungs every 4 hours. So I would have to take a thin tube and thread it through her little tiny baby nostrils, you know, down into her lungs and suction them. So it was really a very desperate time of life and a desperate just pattern of life. I was barely functioning and I was only 19, 20 years old. But I also had all that optimism of a 19, 20 year old. And I truly believed in my heart that she could heal. So I used to go to the library. I actually worked in the library at the time. I was, as a technical services clerk, which means that I got to type the little call numbers on the sides of the book, you know, that you tape.
Okay, yeah.
Decimals. So
yeah.
I used to type those numbers and tape them on the book. So I would just spend time trying to research. And so I learned all kinds of things about the brain, about stem cells, just about the different hemispheres of the brain and how occasionally during in a brain injury, someone's other half of their brain can take over for the damaged half. Now, that did not happen with my daughter, and she did pass away when she was a year and a half. And then later on, and that was in 1993, but then in later on in life, when my son was born, he was diagnosed with on the autism spectrum. So it put me right back in that place of wanting to understand neuroscience, because autism is it's a neurological disorder.
Right.
And more importantly, this time I was learning like all about the nervous system as well.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for sharing that. And the reason I wanted you to is you're the epitome of living unstuck joy, because you are in a space where, you know, I always go back to Brené Brown, you know, you were in the arena with, you know, bloody knees in the dirt living this. And, you know, you had every reason to say, why me? And just kind of crumble into that situation. And you talk in the book that you don't have to stay in the circumstance that you're in, but to see that light of following your curiosity of, I want to learn more about how the brain works. And I'm so sorry that happened with your daughter, but that led you in a direction that you consciously chose to go in. And now this is what your book is based on and the work that you do. And so thank you for sharing that. And thank you for doing this. So now in the book, you talk a lot about probabilities, and I love this. So it really kind of gave me an aha moment of, oh, that's how that works. And so tell us your definition of probabilities and how it can help people that are listening today.
Sure. And I want to take a moment to also say that with the situation that happened with my daughter, or any hardships that I've gone through in life, or that anyone goes through in life, I am not saying or suggesting in any way that I wasn't broken by that. I mean, it took a lot to break my spirit, but it eventually did happen. And it was especially happened during my divorce. And I did go through a period of years. It wasn't a short period. It was a period of years where I just was not in that joyful place, and I had to get back to it. But it took, you know, sometimes it takes like the breakdown to get to the breakthrough.
Yes.
And So I just want to acknowledge that, because if somebody is going through a hard time, you know, it's not the expectation that you just let go of that. But over time, it's important to loosen your grip on that part of the story that's so disempowering, so that you can build up the part of the story that's actually empowering. So I love to talk about this thing about possibilities and probabilities, because I think that, you know, if you're at all involved in the spirituality world or personal development world, then you probably accept the idea that we have infinite possibilities available to us in life. But the thing is that when we think of infinite possibilities, it's like, we all know that that means that there's, you know, an infinite amount of things that can happen to us. But a lot of times we think about possibilities as a good thing, like living up to your highest potential, it implies that good things are going to happen. When in reality, infinite possibilities means anything that is going to happen. So that means, you know, I've got the possibility of becoming a best-selling author, but I also have the possibility, Vicki, of, you know, complete failure, right?
Yes, right.
So I have the possibility of living my dreams, and I have the possibility of continuing to flow in the chaos and uncertainty of life. And so what I was really into was determining what's the difference between a possibility and a probability. Okay. And what I like to say is that probability means something is more likely to happen. And the reason it's more likely to happen is because you are taking action and you're doing things, you're making choices that are in alignment with and connecting you to the things that we want. So if we accept the idea that we can literally create anything, but then we question ourselves and they go, well, why do we create all this crap? You know,
how did that happen?
How did that happen? Well, it's with the piece about alignment, and it's with this idea of it's everything you do, everything you say in any given moment, every choice you make in the thin sliced moments of life is actually like creating the structure of your reality all around you, just like Legos, just like you're creating that picture. And the different things you choose to put around that picture is going to cause that picture to look completely differently than Absolutely. If you made it 10 minutes from now, right? But our world is like that. And so I thought, you know, I loved when I would hear all these people talking about alignment, but it was very confusing to me. So the light bulb moment went off and it was like, okay, I get it. We need to have our thoughts, our feelings, our words, our actions all in alignment with what we want. But how do you do that? You know, it's like, you know, my own personal story was I felt like for years and years that I wanted to write a book, and I would constantly say, you know, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. Right. And it's like that those words are a mirror to your subconscious programming. So when you hear the words, I want to write a book, it's like you're seeing that written on my soul that I have this purpose in life to create this book. But the words, I'm not a writer, are also revealing something, because it's a mirror to my subconscious programming that somewhere inside, I just did not believe in myself enough that I could get that job done. So that's an example of out of alignment, Vicki. So out of alignment was I was saying one thing, but wanting another. But how, you know, in my stories about a book, but how often do we say, I want to start a business, but I don't have enough money? Or, you know, I want to lose weight, but I don't have the time to go to the gym. So we have this perpetual habit of saying, you know, I want this, but I don't have that.
Right. Well, hold on one second, Mary, because we need to go to a quick break. And this is a perfect place, because after the break, let's come back and tell people how we can move toward not just the possibility, but the probability of taking the right steps. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back, everybody. This is Unstuck Joy, and we'll be back with our guest, Mary Shores. Thanks.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotTarot.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I am your host, Vicki Todd, and we're having a great discussion today about the power of your words, conscious communications, with my guest, Mary Shores. And so we had just gone to the break talking about the probabilities of things, and you have a really concrete, what I would call bread and butter way of cleanse or clog to think about which direction am I going in? What probabilities am I going to end up with? And so how do you describe that process?
So I'd love, you know, just to remind everyone, when we talk about like, how do I connect myself more to the probabilities I want in life, instead of swirling in all of that, in all of that chaos and confusion and being out of control and feeling like that you are not in control of what you're bringing into your life. And so I created a very simple process. Anyone can do it. In fact, you'll be able to start right now today, right after hearing this interview. Yes. And I call it cleanse or clog. And so it just, like, let me explain it like this. So let's just talk about, you'll be able to apply this in every area of your life, but let's, just say for a moment that everything you say in a relationship, so think of a relationship with either your significant other or your best friend, your children, coworkers, I mean, anybody, it doesn't really matter. And imagine that everything you say, everything you do, every word that comes out of your mouth in that relationship, every action you take is either cleansing that relationship or clogging that relationship. And so it's very easy to imagine that when I paint it and paint the picture that way, because what I'm really saying is that every word that comes out of your mouth, every action you take is either creating a deeper connection in yeah. that relationship, or it's driving a disconnection. And so that was really a profound, shift for me when I learned that years ago and started teaching it actually in business communication seminars. But taking it and then realizing, you know, it doesn't just work for relationships, but it's also, you know, how are you cleansing or clogging your career or your own body? You know, like, if I want to be on a diet and I want to lose 20 pounds, but I'm like, you know, munching on that Snickers bar, that's a clog.
Yes.
But if I look at an apple, it's easy to see, which, by the way, I have my apple right here, y'all. My apple.
You got the cleanse going.
So if I look at this apple, it's very easy to just see it and understand that the nutrients in this apple are going to cleanse my body.
Right.
So how do we cleanse or clog our, you know, career decisions, our financial decisions, our relationships, our self-care, our spiritual growth, and our personal development growth? And so when you start to look at things in life through the lens of, is this creating a deeper connection to what I want, or is it driving a disconnection and getting me further from where I want to be? And the trick is that we want to do it by this 80-20 rule. So 80-20 just really means that 80% of the time, I need to be focused on making cleansing connected choices. And 20% of the time, I can have that little mini Snickers bar like I was doing when you all called me.
Yes. Because you don't have to be perfect and beat yourself up. You have that little wiggle room, which is awesome.
That's right. Because if you just think about it, if 80% of the time you are making the right choices in life, how different would your life be?
Oh, that's huge.
It's huge. And it's definitely life changing.
Yes. Well, what I love about this, because you describe, and I've read this in Joe Dispenza's book and, you know, Bruce Lipton, that 95% of our thoughts are from that subconscious level, same thoughts as the day before, probably thoughts that we grew up with that were deeply implanted, you know, from birth. It's only the 5% that are the conscious thoughts that our dreams and desires live in. And so it seems like, oh my God, how can I ever rise up, you know, to fit into that 5%. But what you're saying with the 80-20 of the cleanse and clog, we have the power to make the choice to say, okay, is this pizza going to cleanse or clog me? Because I have my goal of, you know, losing 5 pounds, or, you know, do I really need to go hang out with this friend? Because I usually end up kind of feeling down, you know? And so that was just a light bulb moment for me that, wow, that's not so hard.
It is. So that's the way that you get in control. And I love it that you study Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton's work, because I am a huge fan, as you know, if you're reading the book, I'm a huge fan of both of theirs. And so this is the way that I have come up with that you can get control of that 5%. Because the thing is, when we go back to talking about alignment, you know, we need to have our thoughts, words, and actions in alignment.
Right.
Well, the tough part is the thoughts, because I don't know about you, but when I try to control my thoughts, it seems almost impossible. And I created all these other processes because it's a feedback loop. So once you start to get control of your words, which we can talk about after in a little while, once we start to get control of those words, it's going to carve out new neural networks and new neural pathways in the subconscious brain that cycles back through the prefrontal cortex. And then what that does is it starts to change those thoughts, which are coming from that 5%.
Yes.
But that's really powerful when you can do that.
Yes. And this was not in your book, but I just happened to see a video that you put on Facebook the other day about your beautiful vision boards. And you had mentioned in your little, I was like, man, those are really impressive, Mary. But you had mentioned in the video that even just walking by it and glancing at it, it really gets to that core that you're talking about in the subconscious to say, oh yeah, that's my dream.
Yeah, that's so funny because, last Monday was my birthday, and that particular vision board that you're talking about, which anybody can find that on the Mary Shores public page, I just did a quick little video because I realized that vision board I made on my 40th birthday, and somebody had made this comment to me like a week earlier talking about vision boards being kind of kooky, and I said, listen, they're not kooky, and I'm going to tell you why. And the reason why is because the optical nerve is a direct connection to the deepest part of your brain, and it is so fast. It's like speed of light fast. And the miraculous thing about it is that, so when you make a vision board, it's really super important. Don't make a vision board and then hide it. You know,
right.
Put it somewhere on display. And if you saw mine, it's like, I had it right here. It's like giant.
It's giant, gorgeous. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. I created it with lots of love and intention and all of that. But every time, if I just even walk by that vision board, my optical nerve is taking that in. And then what it's doing is it's reinforcing the neural networks that control the choices that I'm going to make with respect to what's on that vision board. So, you know, I really loved reflecting on it because I had published on there. And,
yes.
You know, that was, you know, that was 2 years before I ever got a book deal with Hay House, but
yeah.
Definitely. So what happens is, you know, you mentioned about the reticular activating system that
yes,
you wanted to
I love
talk about
this.
That. So this is a perfect, place to interject this, because what happens is when I am walking by that vision board every day, because it's in my bedroom, so I'm, you know, in my bedroom every day, then it's reinforcing all these neural pathways in my subconscious so that when something in my environment, say an email or, you know, something matches up with mm-hmm. one of the goals on the vision board, my reticular activating system goes ding, 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 pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention. And then you know how sometimes like an email just seems to jump out at you, or you're reading a magazine and just some words just seem like they jumped off the page.
Right.
You experience that?
Yes.
That's reticular activating system.
Yes. And we were just saying that over break because that was such a light bulb moment for me. Like, oh, that's what that is. Because I know I've heard all my life that what you focus on grows. And I can really attest to that in this past year, you know, going from the professor world to resigning and now creating this new world. And it just seems like 2017, what I've been focusing on has ballooned in a really good way. And, you know, law of attraction, I've been studying that. It was kind of new to me. It's just been a year and a half. And they say like attracts like. And that always seems kind of fuzzy and mysterious out there. But when you talked about the reticular activating system, the RAS, it's your brain saying, oh, you like that? Okay, boom, I'm going to show you something else. Oh, here's a book on the shelf, or oh, here's that email, or oh, you know, here's a new friend, you know, or, you know, mentor or whatever. And I thought, oh, that's what that is. And so if you're focused on negative, your RAS is going to bring you more negative, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what you're focused on a lot of times is controlled by what is in your subconscious mind, which is, you know, programming that you have from eons ago, like from your childhood. So when I was saying that, you know, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer,
right.
Then really my belief system was that I didn't have the skills necessary to write. Now, why is this important? Because those beliefs will become barriers to you. You
yes.
know, that's what I mean by barrier beliefs in the book, which is, I think it's in chapter 2. But here's a fascinating thing. And I discovered this because the company that I own is a debt collection company. And people tend to be a little bit taken aback, like,
yeah.
Here's this, like, you know, person teaching personal development that owns a debt collection company. Like, what's up with that? Well, I knew a long time ago, and I had learned a long time ago, that my mission was that I wanted to make people feel good about paying a debt, because having a debt is a psychological burden, and it's a burden that creates a brick wall between the person and living the life of their dreams. Well, the thing is, it doesn't have to be a debt. It's anything that you have a belief about is going to create this barrier or this brick wall between you and living your dream. So it doesn't matter how much I wanted to write a book. That brick wall for me was that belief that I couldn't do it.
Because your words were saying, I can't do it.
And the words are just a reflection of the subconscious programming.
Yes, yes. Well,
so
we have to go to
feel it.
Yes. Well, we have to go to a break really quick. And so when we come back, we'll get into your definition of living in alignment, which is another one of those things that's like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's not this crazy, mysterious thing out there. So you're listening to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're with our guest, Mary Shores, and we will be right back after the break.
traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are having a great discussion about conscious communication with our guest, Mary Shores. And so, Mary, let's go back a little bit to how you define alignment and then how you can use words to make sure you're going in an aligned direction.
Sure. So we talked a little bit about alignment before. And so alignment is, my definition of it, is when you have your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions all going in the same direction as the things that you want in life.
Right.
And my example of that was when I was saying, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. That's an example of out of alignment. And an example of being in alignment is the investment that I started making into myself. So I was, you know, my actions were moving me more towards or connecting me to, like in Cleanse or Clog, connecting me to the thing I wanted in life. So I started going to writer's workshops. Now it's very important because alignment is a powerful way that you're going to rewrite those barrier beliefs, because your belief systems are actually like neural networks that are in your subconscious programming. And it's very, you know, as long as you're living through that, that's the reason, by the way, when Joe Dispenza says we have 60,000 thoughts a day and 90% of them are identical to the day before, it's because that programming is already wired. So you can create new pathways in your mind. And one of those ways to do that is to think about alignment and how can you get yourself in alignment, meaning if I just take one new step in a direction, so if I take one step in the direction of what it is I want, that one step is going to begin to plant the seed and create new neural networks in my subconscious mind.
Right. And that goes back to the RAS, that your brain is going to give you more of what you're focusing on. And one thing you mentioned several times in the book, the idea of repetition, because like you said, you know, the 90% is already ingrained. We were kind of wired with it for several years growing up. That's been a repetition loop. But once we start these new neural pathways of using, you know, more positive statements, more positive words toward positive actions and, you know, the probabilities, that can't just be, oh yeah, I'm going to try that today and that's it. The repetition, right, is what builds that new road, basically.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because when I was going through like the most severe parts of my life, when I was going through traumas, I think in the aftermath of that, I was always looking to go to some magical weekend workshop. Like I am this like retreat junkie that's always, if something says, oh, go to this retreat and change your life in a weekend, well, I really would run to those things, and they're always exciting, and you're just in this environment where the energy is just through the roof, and you're meeting so many like-minded people, so you feel like you're changing. Right. And what was happening to me was I would look around the room and everyone else would be talking about how their life was changed, and you know, they seem to go through these instant transformations. But I would look at myself and think, but I'm still the same person. Like, what did I do it wrong? Right. It didn't work on me. Like I thought it worked on everybody else, but it didn't work on me. Well, here's what I discovered, Vicki, is that those people that were saying they experienced this transformation, if I talked to them a month later, guess what? It wore off. And the reason it wore off is because it planted a seed. But in order to really build the highway to prime that muscle in your brain and strengthen that connection, it takes what you're doing over a long period of time. You know, that's why the path is a journey, because it's not, you know, that was my lesson I had to learn, was that there was no quick fix. I was always looking for the quick fix, like three steps to blah, blah, blah. But what I learned was that true transformation happens in small pivots over time.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many ways, that there's many paths to get there, but it really has to become a daily practice and a commitment that takes a lot of discipline in order to keep you moving in that direction, because pathways are like roads. Okay. Right. So if we picture like the highway and the road system in our country, you know, we know the ones that get the maintenance on them are in the best condition. But if you've ever been on like an old bridge that hasn't had maintenance in a long time, what starts to happen to it is it like, you know, it starts to fall apart.
Right.
Well, the same thing happens with your neural pathways, is when you're not using them anymore, when you're no longer reinforcing that belief with your old stories, with your old garbage, you know, then those neural pathways begin to weaken and crumble away.
Right. And as I was reading your book, you know, I'm always thinking about, how does that fit my action or my life? Or, you know, I think of an example of someone else in my life. And you talk about, you know, people who maybe they had a really bad day, and all of a sudden that turns into a bad week, and then a bad month, and then a couple of bad years. And all of a sudden it has changed their personality, and they say, oh, well, that's just who I am. So it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the repetition in the wrong way to create that road, that neural pathway, so we can take that in the different direction. And I really liked, like you just said, baby steps, because you had mentioned in the book about, you know, it's not just this overnight, oh my God, I made this huge shift, but you talked about making two lists. You know, one list is, here's the actual event that happened to me, and, you know, this has made me upset. And then another list of, this is the emotion I feel about the event, because the emotion can take it to a whole different level. And if you just look at the event itself, then you can start saying, what are some solutions? And that can be the baby steps to move you toward the better probabilities.
Yeah, I think that's a power. The thing you're talking about in the book, I actually call it 5 steps to break through your breakdown. And it is so powerful. So did you know there is a study by done by Matthew Lieberman from UCLA? And I think I cite that in the book. But he actually did a study that just by making this list, your brain will start to create serotonin and dopamine. So just by naming your problems, you will actually create the chemicals in your brain to make you feel instantly better. Because, you know, when you have the problems and you're focused on the problems, what's happening is you're creating a lot of cortisol and adrenaline in your body. And those are the stress, those are the stress hormones, and they're toxic if we don't like flush them through. They're meant to be used very quickly. So they're meant to like sustain you in an emergency situation.
Yeah. Okay. Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. Exactly. Yeah. But what happens in today's world is we're constantly in fight or flight, but then we're not doing the physical motions of that's going to get those body, get that out of our body. Like rigorous exercise would be one way to do that. So, that process, what it does is it helps you create the good feeling chemicals. And, you know, like in chapter 3, I talk a lot about the chemical recipe and how you can create good feeling chemicals in your body. Because like, if you do happen to study law of attraction, then what you know, or what you've been told, is that one of the most important components of that is that you feel good.
Right.
Well, you can't feel good if you're stressed out all the time.
Right.
So, but you also can't just, you know, I'm not suggesting, you know, one of my sort of like things that I'll call out is that if we live in this world where the answer to everything is positive psychology, then we're really not allowed to process our emotions when the shit hits the fan. You know, we need to have a way of processing the bad stuff in our life. I actually just got an email from someone today in response to my newsletter that went out. And she said, you know, thank you so much for telling me it's okay to not be okay. Cause that was the title of the newsletter. It was like, it's okay when you're not okay.
Right.
That because we feel like in this, especially in like certain spirituality, I think she called it spiritual bullying, where we're almost blame the person for having a negative thought. Like it's their fault. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I haven't heard that term spiritual bullying, but I get what you're saying. Like, oh, well, you weren't positive enough.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's a term so much as just what this chick wrote in this email to me today, but, but I really appreciated that she recognized what I was trying to say is that we need a way to process when things happen. We need a way, because if we're taught that the most important thing is that we're having these positive emotions, well, we can't be expected to fake that.
Right.
You know, faking it, what we need is to create like real joy. And real joy comes from serotonin, dopamine, vasopressin, and oxytocin. And the more, because what that is, dopamine is like the happy hormone. That's like the instant hits that you get. Serotonin is long-term happiness. Okay. So serotonin creates sustainable happiness. You know, that's the time when you're just driving down the car or driving down the road in the car and you just notice yourself smiling for no reason.
Right.
Okay.
Song on the radio.
Yeah, that's serotonin. Okay. Yeah. And then oxytocin is the bonding hormone.
Okay.
So, you know, the bonding hormone. And then vasopressin is all about true love and compassion.
Okay.
So you can see how the more of these chemicals we create in our mind and in our body, the happier our overall outlook on life is going to be.
Yes. And what's great about the book, Conscious Communications, everybody, and if you're following us on Facebook Live, in the comment section, I put a link, which I think it's maryshores.com/companion. Is that right, Mary?
That
she has a 36-page workbook to go with Conscious Communications that gives you some tips and steps to really, you know, do this. Like even as simple as, you know, go watch a cat video to make yourself happier. But we're getting short on time. So I want to talk about the affirmations that you talk about, because like 2.5 years ago, and I had just resigned from my professor position, and I was in a coaching group, and they're saying, you know, write these affirmations and record them and listen to your voice. And I knew that I was lying to myself at the time with these affirmations, because I thought, I'm just not sure if this is really true at the moment. But I loved how you broke the affirmations down into different categories. And so describe some of the categories of your affirmations.
So let me see, because I've got two. So there's one part in the book where it says five types of self-expression. And then I think you're talking about the five,
I am, the asking statements, the gratitude statements, like that. Yeah.
So, yeah. So we've got the first one I like to talk about is the releasing statements. So, and I want to mention, I just want to piggyback on what you just said, because now there is research that's showing. Excuse me, I had an allergy attack this week. So when you were in that space and someone told you to write those affirmations, but you felt a little resistant because it wasn't true,
right?
Well, that's actually a real phenomenon. And when you force yourself to do that, what they're finding out now is that you're actually reinforcing the negative neural pathway.
Right. Right.
So when you do something that doesn't feel congruent with your truth, it's actually not going to work. So just don't even bother. But what does work is to create a releasing statement, right?
Okay.
It's kind of in the in-between. So what mine was I release my fear of abandonment and I am surrounded by unconditional love and support.
Okay.
So what I like to do is build an affirmation that's going to support you where you're at right now. And I can always tell when I hit the right one with the person because their face lights up when they hear the right affirmation for them. So like, for example, I was at a yoga retreat this past weekend. I was speaking at it and the women were coming up to me wanting me to give them affirmations. And one woman was going through a divorce and she was saying, you know, I just feel like I'm going on a different path, but I don't know what it is. So I gave her the affirmation of my path is revealing itself to me every day in every way.
And
her face just lit up. She's like, I love that.
Yeah.
And then there was another woman who, kind of like me, she was breaking into the fashion design world. But she was saying, you know, I want to be a fashion designer, but I didn't go to college for that. So there was this like resistance to saying, like, I'm the best fashion designer in the world.
Right.
So I said something like, can you use an affirmation like, every day I'm building my knowledge, or every day I'm becoming an expert in fashion design. And we ended up writing out a ton of affirmations. And again, her face just went lit up. And I said things like, you know, women feel really great when they wear my designs. And that's a great affirmation. So like one of my affirmations is my words in my book touch as many women as possible. You know, that's a great affirmation for me because I feel like that's very true.
Yes.
So you've got these I am statements, and the I am, like you said at the beginning of the show, whatever you say after I am is going to come and find you.
Yes.
So
it's powerful. It's so true.
And when you start to notice it, you really start to pay attention. So I am surrounded by unconditional love and support.
Mm-hmm.
I am a powerful creator. I am. And then it's just whatever it is to you. And you know that 100 things list exercise in the book? So, you know, that I talk about that because you have to write these 100 things that you like about yourself. And I didn't get to the most powerful two until the very end of my list, which was I am radiant and I am a powerful creator. But I could never have said that at number one. I had to like work up to it.
Right.
So yeah. And then, and you know, another type of affirmation is gratitude.
Yeah.
So I'm really big on the power of gratitude, but not because I feel like I owe some deity or God in the sky to be thankful. It's not about that to me. What I know to be true about gratitude is that when I can have a daily practice of gratitude, then I am building the neural networks in my mind that are going to be showing me all the good and all the good and blissful things that are in my life more than it's, because it's changing my focus. So that's why it's in chapter one, because it's all about like, how do you change your focus?
Right. Because, and you mentioned somewhere in the book that the brain is naturally wired to go for the negative. And I had heard that on some report on CBS Sunday Morning one time, and I thought, why? But, you know, by doing the gratitude journal, or, you know, sometimes before I go to sleep at night, I'll just lie in my bed and think about the really great things that happened during the day. And, you know, that's so much better, like, oh, you know, this was a really crappy day or whatever, because it sets your mind in a much better place. And then that goes along with your RAS system in your brain, bringing you more things to be grateful for instead of more things to say ugh about. Yeah. Well, the other one that I really liked with the affirmations was about the asking statements, because if you don't know what to state, just say, hey, universe, help me see the best thing. And so I love the section of the book about the different types of affirmations, because like I said, you know, 2.5 years ago when I was stating, you know, I am a best-selling author, and I just thought, oh my God, you haven't even written a book yet. So I like that this gives you the baby steps, you know, to get to a place. And when you were saying that the ones that you came up with for the ladies in your workshop, it hit me like, yes. And so it is that emotion, like we talked about, that goes along with it.
Right. Because you want to have, it's really the intention behind the affirmation. And so if you say, I'm a best-selling author, and you're lying to yourself, you're not going to feel good.
Right.
And, you know, we said the secret, the feeling is the secret. So it's very important that you feel good. So like one of mine for asking statements is, guide me to thoughts in harmony with my core desire. Because, you know, I know that I want to change my thoughts.
Right.
Or surround me with opportunities every day.
Right.
You know, guide me to opportunities. Show me my power. Help me rendezvous with like-minded people. Like, there's so many ways to ask for what you want in life.
Yeah. And to me, that's taking the burden off of me that I have to do it right. I have to be perfect. Because you're asking, at least in my belief, you're asking the universe for this extra powered boost of help. And just saying, you know, like you said, lead me to the correct people, lead me to the correct thoughts. You know, so that's absolutely beautiful.
Show me the opportunities.
Show me the opportunities.
Show me the opportunities. Because you know what? They're there. We just have to pay attention. You know, awareness in many ways is the key, is the key to freedom.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's the conscious communication of the 5%. It can be done. Well, we have less than 5 minutes. And so please tell everybody about the free gift that you have with your companion book and how people can receive that.
Sure. So I actually have one all printed out right here. It's really cool. So what it does is it has every exercise in the book already mapped out for you guys, so that, I mean, of course you can just do all the exercises on your own paper, but what I love about it is that it's got these little quotes, and then each chapter has what page it's on in the book. So like here, we've got the 1-page action plan. So this is in chapter 9 of the book, but the 1-page action plan is already mapped out for you. And the companion guide is free to anyone, who wants to grab it. So we definitely encourage you to grab that freebie from our website.
Yeah. So it's maryshores.com/companion. And that's how they can get to the form.
And even if you just go to maryshores.com, there'll be something on there that says free gifts.
Okay, cool.
Right, awesome. On the homepage.
Yeah. Well, I want to show everybody real quick what I came up with to go along with Mary's formula. And so the focus, I have a B. Because he's going around focusing on the positive belief flowers. Because hopefully your thoughts and your I am statements and your beliefs about yourself are blooming and not bringing you down. And the emotions, high vibe, coming out as a rainbow. And all of these are leading us to positive action. And so go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com. You can figure out how to do your own. Where is your focus? So, Mary, we've only got 2 minutes left. If you had a last thought, a brief thought that you want to throw out to people, what would that be?
You know, when everyone asks that on shows, and my go-to thing is, your greatest manifestations happen outside of your comfort zone. And what I want to say about that is that you really have to get out of that routine. You know, if you want something different in your life, you're going to have to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, because you're going to have to get uncomfortable. And the first few times you might be uncomfortable, but as you begin to strengthen and prime your brain in the direction of what you want, it's going to get more and more comfortable.
Yes.
You know, so just
yes.
remember that the greatest yeah. manifestations happen outside of your comfort zone.
Yes. And I loved how, you know, we were talking about detachment in the book to not just detach from, you know, words and thoughts that aren't working for you, but detach from actions, from behaviors. And that may seem uncomfortable in the short term to say, I'm not going to go out with that friend that kind of brings me down. But in the long term, it helps. And so I thought, yep, Mary is changing the perception, you know, to say that's really a positive because that means you're growing.
So, okay, I've got, this just came to me, but I heard this poem over the weekend. So I'll share that with you because
okay,
it's so
we've got
important.
1 minute.
It's a very short, very short poem. So it goes like this. He had blue skin and so did she. He kept his hidden and so did she. They searched the world their whole life through and never knew. Oh, wait, I got it wrong. But it was like they searched the world the whole life through searching for blue. Passed right by and never knew.
Oh.
So the point is that you really want to be who you really are.
Yes.
Become who you really are, because if you're hiding who you truly are, no one can find you.
Right. And you're going to not be living unstuck joy, you know, because I like this. You said that's the way is to live your authentic self, to declutter
yes.
stuff and just focus on the dream. So thank you so much. This was, I could talk to you for another 3 hours, I think, because this is just such a great topic. But tell us again your website. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
MaryShores.com. And, you know, please find us on Facebook. We have a free coaching group. It's exclusive to anyone who wants to work with me. It's called Fearless Ambition. So jump right in there and find the Mary Shores page.
Okay, awesome. And go check out her 36-page companion to go with Conscious Communications, which you can get on the website and on Amazon and I'm sure Barnes & Noble and all these wonderful places. It's a great book, everybody. Thank you so much, Mary. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, The Art of Living on Purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.